Yeah, my name is Meg. I'm a junior. I'm really excited to be giving my 180 story tonight. So I'm going to get started. So looking back, there wasn't really a time in my life where I felt like I didn't know about Jesus. I prayed like the salvation prayer at a very young age. I grew up in a home that took me to church. My parents attended church together for a while, bringing me along with them. And that's where I learned a lot about like Jesus and God and all the Bible stories. Even though this was true, I was never taught the gospel at home. Church was just something we did, a moral code to live by. My parents really never taught me what it meant to know Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior, or how to follow him with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Despite this, I tried really hard to be a good Christian. I would wholeheartedly pray to God as a kid, and I formed my worldview like through the things that I learned at church. I was also a very curious child. I asked a lot of questions and thought very deeply about everything. I had a really deep desire to be good, and I wanted to please everyone in my life. I found joy and purpose in behaving in such a way to earn the respect and love of everyone, especially adults and authority figures in my life. It wasn't long before this people-pleasing mindset and this way of life really started to affect my emotional and spiritual life. I was already a really anxious kid, but as I entered middle school, anxiety started to really take over my thoughts. I was beginning to question what I believed, and so many things about what I saw to be true about the world just did not add up with the Bible in my mind. At this point, I understood that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, but I had no grasp on the true saving power of the gospel and what that really meant for me. I truly thought that I was doing okay with sin. The gospel didn't really hold a lot of weight because I thought I was already doing the right thing by going to church, being nice, trying my hardest to live a mostly good life. What like nasty, disgusting things had I committed that I would need to be saved from? You know, like I thought I was doing a pretty good job. But what was really going on was my pride was really blinding me from recognizing how I was putting myself on the throne of my life. And the consequence of this was I was very bound by my anxiety. I was anxious about everything. I was having a lot of anxiety about my faith as well. Since I had no like strong personal relationship with Jesus and no understanding of the gospel, I questioned everything. I doubted Scripture's authority in my life and over the world. I doubted my purpose and whether I was doing something worthwhile by following God. I doubted that God existed at all. What gave me the most anxiety about this was that I could be wrong. Like, this anxiety just spilled over into my daily life. I struggled to get through simple social interactions. I suffered through some pretty intense panic attacks. And the worst part is, I never turned to God in these things. In fact, I'd started to neglect church and youth group and Bible study and turned to worldly answers instead. My anxiety got to the point where I really needed some extra help, so around eighth grade, I started taking medication and going to therapy, and it looked like I was gonna give up on my faith, actually. But during COVID, everything changed for me. I had a lot of alone time. Most people are like, oh, COVID was like terrible. I was alone all the time. But I was like, yes, like I get to be like just in myself in my room. Like I had so much time to spend in the Word. God really helped me. He met me in this space. I was trying really hard to stay plugged into my youth group because a lot of people in my life like were really encouraging me at this time as well. I started doing daily devotionals and keeping like prayer journal after prayer journal, where I really poured out my thoughts and my feelings, my doubts and my praises to God. And the more I got into Scripture, the more I prayed, the more the Spirit worked through my heart and mind and drew me back to Jesus. I started to understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with God. The more I learned about who God is, the easier it was for me to trust him. People gave me all the verses about casting your anxiety on him and trusting God, but those really didn't mean anything to me until I learned to sit with God and let him speak to me through his word. I learned about true repentance, and I started to understand that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. My doubts started to become incomparable to the majesty and the power and the goodness of the God that I was seeking out and I was experiencing for the first time. I started to become a real disciple of Christ who was ready to commit my life to growing closer to him. And the rest of my high school experience, I really sought after Christian community very fiercely. I attended the Bible studies, the FCA meetings, the worship nights. I started leading others in those spaces as well. And it wasn't all uphill. I continued to struggle with anxiety and people-pleasing, and the Lord is really still breaking down those walls to this day. But slowly but surely, after 5 years, I stopped taking my anxiety medication, and I no longer attend therapy. Not that those things are bad, but the growth in my faith that I was experiencing and like the support systems that I had, God just provided in that area and helped me to work through some of those things. But yeah, coming into college, college really changed my faith in some huge ways. I was very nervous coming into a big school that I would lose my faith at a non-Christian school. I was very scared of that, and I was scared that there wouldn't be good community to get into. And I prayed for Christian community a lot, and God just provided so abundantly. When I got to campus, I immediately got involved with Crew and spent the year getting closer to everyone here. I got to experience the fellowship of people who really wanted to be here, and they were all in on God. And seeing people so on fire for Jesus made me think twice about what my faith really means to me. Sharing the gospel with people just seemed so foreign to me because I came from a small town with a church on every street corner, and it's not really something you saw. So I had to decide that my faith was worth sharing. And I learned that we're actually commanded to spread the gospel, and doing so is an act of faith and obedience to God. God has shown up time and time again just to let me know that I am exactly where he wants me to be, here at OU. I know he's using my time here to shape me into a more faithful and loving follower of Christ. And I know that his goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. So if any of this resonated with you, I would love to hear your story. I'll be sticking around a little bit after 180. Would love to chat. My name is Meg, and that was my 180 story.